Reporting on headlines from around the region, I'm Trey Westerberg on News Talk 104.5 KVEL. Presented by Main Street Auto and 3rd East Napa. Immigration is set to be a major focus as Utah's 2026 legislative session begins next week. Representative Trevor Lee has proposed HB 88, which would restrict public benefits, including food banks, housing, and immunizations to immigrants in the country illegally. Other lawmakers are considering measures on international remittance taxes, voter eligibility, driver privilege cards, and vehicle seizures for unlicensed drivers. Critics warn these proposals could affect thousands of immigrants and U.S.-born children in the state. The NTSB is investigating a helicopter crash that occurred Sunday near Timber Lakes in Wasatch County. The Bell 206 went down around 3:10 p.m., leaving one of four occupants critically injured and airlifted to a local hospital with a head injury. The remaining passengers were treated at the scene. Authorities are working to determine the cause of the crash. CDC data shows flu activity nationwide has leveled off, but deaths continue to rise, especially among children. Hospitalizations for patients under 18 have reached their highest weekly rate in over 15 years, with 32 pediatric deaths so far this season. 90% of those children were not fully vaccinated. Experts urge vaccination for everyone 6 months and older, frequent hand washing, and keeping sick children home to protect families and slow the spread of influenza. Reporting on headlines from around the region, I'm Trey Westerberg on News Talk 104.5 KVEL.
Checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.